Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Slowed the advance of the largest wildfire in the United States as heavy winds led up Wednesday near Las Vegas, New Mexico. President Biden approved a disaster declaration that brings new financial resources to remote stretches of the area devastated by fire since early April. With inflation devastating our wallets, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is making decisions to help combat the reason everything is so expensive. With its highest hit in over 20 years, the Fed's plan to charge banks an additional 0.5 percentage point higher in interest.
Inflation is much too high, and we understand the hardship it is causing, and we're moving expeditiously to bring it back down. We have both the tools we need and the resolve that it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The U.S. Marshals Service said Wednesday that it's working to protect the ex-girlfriend of Casey Cole White, the capital murder suspect who escaped an Alabama jail last Friday after allegedly receiving help from a corrections officer, Vicky White. The report said that Casey White threatened in 2015 to kill his ex-girlfriend and his sister if he ever got out of prison. 6'9" White has been charged with capital murder in September 2020 for the brutal stabbing of a 58-year-old woman. An unbelievable amount of fraud has struck Michigan.
Michigan's embattled unemployment insurance agency is dealing with more fraud. Officials say 55,000 more unemployment claimants who were overpaid during Governor Gretchen Whitmer's COVID-19 shutdowns will not have to repay those funds, totaling $431 million. UIA Director Julia Dale says the agency will continue to review overpayments and extend waivers to anyone eligible. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito canceled an appearance at a judicial conference due to begin today. A draft decision Alito wrote indicating that the Supreme Court would overturn Roe v. Wade was probably why the cancellation was announced. Chief Justice John Roberts later confirmed the authenticity of the document and opened an investigation into the leak. It seems they have narrowed it down to 12 people it could be that gave the document illegally to media outlet Politico. Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina on Newsmax, said Roe v. Wade has divided America, so making it a state decision is the right thing to do.
Well, since the day it was decided, it's divided America. Yeah. Before 1973, every state decided what they would like to do with defining when life begins and abortion rights. That was the law of the land before 1973. The Supreme Court created a legal fiction called substantive due process to create a constitutional right that's not in the Constitution, to deny every state elected official the ability to comment on life when it begins and how you can terminate it. And if the court sets aside Roe v. Wade, it will return America to the position it was in 1973, where elected officials in each of the 50 states can decide the issues regarding life. Yeah. Roe v. Wade was a constitutional overstep. Hope the court will roll it back.
My name is Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, it's so important for us to take a real close look at where America is right now. We can't assume anything, ladies and gentlemen. The mainstream media, commentators generally, are really not giving us insight. And whenever we point out that there is a socialist movement abounding, remember Donald Trump said in the State of the Union that America will never be a socialist country. And there was quite the applause, even from Democrats, which was interesting because I think some of those Democrats were maybe trying to cover their own, their own facade. The fact that they are democratic socialists, as Trevor Loudon has pointed out, over 100 elected officials in our government today are card carrying democratic socialists, which is just a fancy term because the Democrats know how to use the language in such a way. Because of plausible deniability, right? And to offer some sort of faux cover that they're really not socialists. But all you got to do is look at their policies and look at what they fight for and what they're trying to advance on the American people. It has nothing to do with the Constitution. It is that clear. In fact, our next guest has written, I believe, just a definitive book on socialism and Karl Marx. In fact, that's the title of the book. Who was Karl Marx? The men, motives, and menace behind today's rampaging American left. Jim Simpson joins us now. Hey, Jim, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you again.
Well, as an investigative journalist, an economist, and a budget examiner for the White House Office of Management and Budget, I want you to square up what Joe Biden passionately tried to, throw on the manure pile of the American electorate when he said that he reduced the federal deficit. He says, all the talk about the deficit from my Republican friends, I love it. I've reduced it $350 billion in my first year in office. I don't want to hear Republicans talk about deficit and their ultra-MAGA agenda.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's really true. What he's talking about is perhaps projected savings embedded in the massive spending bills that they have passed,
how do you save when you spend trillions of dollars? Where is there savings in that pile of manure?
Right.
Help me out.
Right. Yeah. No. It does not exist. They'll talk about, okay, this particular provision in the bill increases revenues by $300 billion. But then they will not talk about the provisions in the bill that spend $3 trillion.
Right.
So,
right. let's just talk about the alleged $300 billion that supposedly I saved you, right? Because this is the thing about, and you know this better than anybody. I mean, this is the math of the Beltway. It's all an illusion, isn't it?
Yes. Oh yeah. Well,
mostly.
It absolutely is. And in fact, you know, I mean, even when they went to pass Obamacare back in 2010. They did so on the basis of a finding by the congressional, supposedly nonpartisan Congressional Research Service that, or no, sorry, the Congressional Budget Office, mm-hmm. that the, you know, there would be a modest cost over 10 years. But what they do is they give the CBO the parameters which they are not allowed to depart from. And the parameters include absurd assumptions that essentially force them to come to that conclusion. And the conclusion is utterly fallacious. I mean, totally false.
Because on its face, it's bad data to begin with, right? So
yeah,
caca
yeah,
in,
right.
caca out is what my dad used to say in very simplistic terms.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can make it say whatever they want it to say, and CBO essentially usually is headed by a Democrat anyway, so they're all too willing to go along with it. But it's just a total fraud. It's a total fraud.
Jim, how can we, the people, fight against this? I mean, once and for all. I mean, this thing is so entrenched. This has been going on for a long time. You know, like anybody who gains weight, it doesn't happen overnight. It's over a period of time. There's a culture. There's habits that come about. Same thing, especially with the bureaucracy. They're so well entrenched. You got all these moles. Everything about the government is people are getting their behavior is reinforced for all the wrong reasons and the wrong outcomes. And so how do the American people, because this is a government of four by we the people, so we're in authority. How do we say that's enough of this mess and we're taking our government back because this is unacceptable?
Yeah, well, as I say frequently, there is no magic pill. There's mm-hmm. not any one thing that we can do that will fix things. You know, I've heard some people support a constitutional convention, which is, you know, once again, hoping that there's a, you know, a magic pill. Constitutional convention isn't going to work.
Why wouldn't it work? We've got 27, 28 states already, and we need 34. But tell me, in your opinion, why don't you think a constitutional convention would work?
Well, look around you. The Democrats are ignoring the Constitution flagrantly, defying the Constitution on a daily basis.
Right.
Change the Constitution, even if you get it the way you want it. Well, who's to say that they'll pay attention to it then. They're lawless, and they've been lawless. And then the other problem with it is you can be sure that in order to push the agenda further, they would get people in on those constitutional conventions to make sure that it went in their direction. It would go out of control. We would lose control. They would get what they wanted, and we would be left holding the bag. But the point is, it's all irrelevant anyway because they're completely ignoring the law. What we have to do is, once again, begin enforcing the law and enforce the law in a nonpartisan manner. The Democrats are getting away with murder, literally.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, okay, I agree that law and order needs to return to government. So how do we do it? What is the mechanism to make that happen? Because, as you said, the Beltway is so corrupt. This is a whole other country unto itself.
Well, it is. And it's not going to happen overnight. It would happen over time. But the only answer, short of civil war, is electing the right people, getting them in office, and then keeping them in office. You know, the Constitution requires a constantly engaged populist.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, electorate. This is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. But if the people just ignore their role and responsibility, they're going to get what we're getting now.
Well, you say elect the right people. Can they go in and be immune to the paradigm and the fixed institution of a corrupt government? Is that even possible? I'm just going to let you think about it for a minute as we go to break.
Sure.
We're talking with Jim Simpson, author of the new book, Who Was Karl Marx? Stay with us just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey, welcome. Welcome back. Jim Simpson continues with us. Jim, of course, his background is an investigative journalist, economist, and budget examiner for the White House Office of Management and Budget. And we're seeing it right before our eyes, the desperation of the Democrats, because they're losing ground here. And the only thing that could disrupt, you know, what is projected to be a incredible tsunami of a red wave come this midterm election would be an absolute disruption of the process altogether. And that is, as Jim was suggesting, Jim, you said we may not even have a midterm election. I mean, could you imagine?
Well, you know, the thing that bothers me, the thing that makes me think that there's that they have something up their sleeve that we're not ready for at all, mm-hmm. is that they are so overtly, plainly, publicly, in your face, just giving America the bird. Mm-hmm. You know, just totally telling us how much contempt, how much disregard they have for us with everything they do, mm-hmm. every single thing they do. You know, getting rid of Title 42 so illegal aliens can come in here en masse, even though even more en masse than they have been, while at the same time they're insisting that we can't get rid of the mandates, that they're going to challenge the courts in their efforts to, and the courts defeated those mandates, mm-hmm. those various mandates. You know, everything they do is just in your face nonsense.
Yeah. But Jim, isn't it criminal on its face? Yeah. And I mean, they're getting away with crimes here, and it's no wonder crime is exacerbated in the streets of America. So they figure, hey, look at if the president can do it, why not us?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
No, they're literally breaking federal law with what they're doing at the border. And in many other areas, Joe Biden is just making stuff up, calling it law, and then announcing it. And it's mm-hmm. simply astonishing. That's why I said in the earlier segment that we have to enforce the rule of law in a nonpartisan way, because most of these Democrats would go to jail if we were mm-hmm. actually really serious about following the law, especially with all the things that they do. It is so unbelievably corrupt. But the point is, they are so overt, so plainly obvious about it, despite these plummeting poll numbers, historically low poll numbers for Biden and the Democrats. Either they're just incapable of getting off that track, or they have some plan which is going to surprise us when the elections come. This plan will be either to repeat 2020, which I'm sorry, was won with massive vote fraud and other forms of
criminal activity.
Yeah.
Let's just call it for what it is. And Jim, no apology necessary. You've got 60% roughly of Americans saying that they do not trust and lack confidence in the vote count and the results of the 2020 election. So there's no apology needed. And you and I were touching a little bit on off the air about Catherine Engelbrecht and True the Vote and what they've done and what's demonstrated in Dinesh D'Souza's movie 2000 Mules. I mean, this is the evidence I believe people have been looking to see. Yes, there was a lot of emotion, sworn affidavits. The judges didn't want to interfere with this. But the fact of the matter is the people are crying out going, wait a minute, this is not right. You know, we're not going to take Chris Wallace's word for, the election that it was done right, or Brett Baer or somebody else that, insists that it was a legitimate election. Look at, I'm sorry, based on what? Even Piers Morgan, he wants to get in the face of President Trump and say, what is your evidence that it was a legitimate election, other than your opinion? Please.
Yes, plenty of evidence. I mean, there was evidence even before they came out with this. Mm-hmm. In Wisconsin alone, a Democrat-controlled judiciary overturned a lower court's opinion that 236,000 voters on the voter rolls that hadn't voted in ages were allowed to stay on the rolls. They were supposed to be purged. 236,000 were supposed to be purged, and they weren't purged. And, you know, none of those people actually voted. So what happened with those 236,000? Well, I'll tell you what. They all went into those remote drop boxes dumped in there by these mules.
Well, of course, and the thing is, Jim, even in California, you know, they've already determined there's over 3 million of those votes, same way, and they said, okay, we'll agree and we'll cut it back to 1.5 million. They probably did not do. And, of course, you know, they say, okay, why fight California anyway? It's a one-party state. The Democrats illegally and criminally have overridden that state. And so, you know, let's put our money somewhere else. Let's not even fight. See, but this is the problem. You know, corruption is corruption. And it doesn't just stay in one state or in one region. It is like leaven. It spreads all across from coast to coast. And so even in Georgia, which is kind of disgusting because this came to a point and they're still trying to argue this deal when Trump was on the phone saying, hey, you know, he's asking, you know, Governor Kemp, can you find me 12,000 votes? And I understand what the president was saying. I think most reasonable people would understand. Right. Not that he expected, you know, Kemp to open up his left drawer and find all these ballots and he could, you know, sit there. Okay, let me, right now, yes, Mr. Trump, I'm at 962. Right. I'm getting to 12,000. I'm you know, falsifying these votes. No, that wasn't the case. Right. But the fact of the matter is he knew back in November this video evidence that Catherine Engelbrecht is presenting in 2000 Mules. He had that video evidence, and they chose to ignore it, and they were confronted with it head-to-head here recently, and he finally had to admit, like, oh, yeah, that's, well, you know, those two votes that, you know, that Raffensperger said, yeah, we admit there were maybe two votes from dead people. That was it. So, you know, this is so ridiculous. I don't understand why the president is pursuing this. You know, this was a legitimate election. Not so. And you will see the evidence in 2000 Mules all the more specifically about what happened. And also those 2000 Mules, that isn't all the mules. They just said, They quantified it in such a way that they had to meet certain criteria. They had to go to at least, I believe, 10 drop boxes. They had to interact with at least five nonprofit organizations who were the compilers of said ballots. And, you know, so the minimal amount, you know, that kind of requirement, not minimal, but that kind of requirement. There were other mules that were less that, you know, didn't even count those. So you're talking many more than 2,000, but even with the 2,000 mules, we start looking at hundreds of thousands of illegal votes. No, we're not talking. And of course, you only had what, 10,000 difference in, it ends up to well over millions, but in Arizona, 10,000, you know, Georgia, 12, those alone and, another swing state, with the numbers that are plausible just within that very conservative estimate of these mules doing what they did, the election goes to Trump. It's not even close.
Yeah, it's not even close. And, you know, working with those nonprofits also, the nonprofits are all violating the law. That's the one thing that's another area people miss. You know, there's tens of thousands of nonprofits, tax-exempt 501c3 organizations, that are supposed to be strictly nonpartisan, yet are very, very partisan, and the taxpayer dollars are paying to support them, either directly through government grants or indirectly through their tax-exempt status.
And where did these nonprofits get the money, Jim? Where did these nonprofits get the money to pay off these mules? Because that's the other illegal part, too, right?
Yes. Oh, right. What they're doing is totally illegal. There was a hearing about it yesterday in the Senate Committee on Finance where Scott Walter.
Well, Jim, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. Got to have you back. More from Jim Simpson. Stay with us.
With diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Firefighters slowed the advance of the largest wildfire in the United States as heavy winds led up Wednesday near Las Vegas, New Mexico. President Biden approved a disaster declaration that brings new financial resources to remote stretches of the area devastated by fire since early April. With inflation devastating our wallets, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is making decisions to help combat the reason everything is so expensive. With its highest hit in over 20 years, the Fed's plan to charge banks an additional 0.5 percentage point higher in interest.
Inflation is much too high, and we understand the hardship it is causing, and we're moving expeditiously to bring it back down. We have both the tools we need and the resolve that it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to talk about strokes, okay? It's the leading cause of long-term disability in the United States, with one person experiencing a stroke every 40 seconds. Did you hear that? One person experiencing a stroke every 40 seconds. Nearly half of all strokes are what they call cryptogenic or of an unknown cause, leaving many to live in fear of having a second one. Can you blame them? This is incredible. Well, this is Stroke Awareness Month. It is upon us. And stroke survivor Pam Henry Neaton joins us to share her story. Pam, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Tell us about yourself and your story. What happened?
I'm a teacher, and when it happened, I was on a Zoom IEP meeting with some staff and some parents, and I noticed that my hand had gone numb, and I kind of referred to it as the floppy crappy. I couldn't move the mouse. I couldn't do anything with it. I just thought it was a pinched nerve and just kind of finished my meeting and didn't think much of it. When it started to, when my meeting was done and it was still there, I was like, something's not right here. So got up and went into the bathroom and did a self-stroke assessment on myself, you know, doing the smile, standing on one foot, fingers to nose, all that kind of stuff. Everything was fine. I had, my balance was fine. My speech was fine. Everything was good except I had the floppy crappy hand, that's what I call it. decided that, you know, something's not right. Something's just not right. I need to go home. So told the gal that is my pair in my classroom, and they got another teacher. I drove home. I live about 12 miles away on a farm. Called my husband, who was doing something else, and said, I need to go to the emergency room. Went to the emergency room. When they took me in, they just started doing some tests. Ended up doing a CAT scan and a minimal MRI. And that came back and showed that I had had a stroke. And when the physician's assistant came into the room to tell me that, I said, no, that's not true. I said, I truly thought I had a brain tumor. So through telehealth, they brought the neurologist on from Abbott Northwestern, which is our major hospital in Minneapolis. And he came on and just talked a little bit about what was going on and what they wanted to do. They gave me some medicine to dissolve the clot, and if there were any other ones, and then I was transported by ambulance to Abbott Northwestern.
Oh,
so during my time down there, they just did many, 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 many tests. They couldn't find really the cause of it. Nothing was showing up when my heart was being monitored or anything. They thought maybe I had AFib. The doctor talked to myself and to my husband and talked about this. It's called the LINQ, L-I-N-Q. It's made by Medtronic, and it monitors your heart. So it's minimally invasive. When they put it in, they just numb the area. It's real small. It's about the size of maybe like an AA battery cut in half and then cut in half again. Just slides in there, and it keeps track of what your heart's doing. It keeps a record of it. And then with that, at home, I have a little machine that sits next to my bed that looks like a cordless phone. And every night, it transmits down there and tells them what's going on or what went on with my heart for those 24 hours from before. And then once a month, I also do a manual one where it's you just hold this little phone thing. It looks like a phone to your chest where the LINQ is inserted, and it sends it down. So it's easy and basic.
Wow, that, thank God for technology. And, you know, like you say, one of the challenges of having a stroke is, you kind of live in fear of having a second one. And I got to imagine that this technology has helped you and given you some sense of peace of mind having had experienced a stroke.
It has. It's, like I said, it's given my mind and my body kind of a rest because I didn't know the first time, you know, I didn't know if my heart AFib. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't feel anything different other than when it hit my hand. So, it has been a godsend to me. I mean, and I know it works. There was one time I had only had it for a couple months, and I got a call one morning from Abbott Northwestern, the cardiologist area, and they said, hey, how you feeling? And I'm like, I'm fine. And they're like, well, something showed up last night when it transmitted, so we want you to do another transmission. Don't worry, just it'll be fine.
Right.
They said it happens sometimes, and it was sending a transmission, and it was updating at the same time, and it showed some fluky thing when I sent the manual one. There was nothing. So I know it works. And it's really, even my husband has said, you know, it's kind of set his mind at ease because we farm, so he's not always around much.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's somebody looking out for you. It's kind of a good feeling.
Pam, you sound so young. And not that I want to know your age or anything like that, but, you know, people are going to hear you. And you know, we know strokes can happen to anyone at any age. You know, for you, I mean, to be able to tell this story, people might go, whoa, you know, she sounds so young. How could something like this happen to her?
I don't know how. I just don't know. I mean, it was such an eye-opening experience for me. I was very fortunate with the care I had. I had a relative a couple weeks after have a stroke that had major symptoms and didn't get the care I got, and it did not turn out very well. You know, I just can't say enough about the care I had at our local hospital and at the hospital in Minneapolis and just how kind everybody's been to us. And I'm not old, but I mean, I'm not young either. So I teach, and I think that keeps me young. So
exactly. And you work on a farm. I mean, so all that, you know, you're an active person. and you sound that way. But again, you know, I just want to put it in the context that, you know, people need to be vigilant about these things. And as you mentioned, you did a self-assessment on the stroke and remind people, you know, that is what people need to be looking for if they're having a stroke.
So, you know, the big thing when you're having a stroke is your balance or your eyesight might be in one or both eyes. You're just talking or carrying on a conversation. Your speech may be slurred. The old close your eyes and put your finger to your nose type thing. You know, things like that, or look at yourself in the mirror, smile, stick your tongue out. Does your tongue go to one side? Just kind of those things. And even though I did that and nothing showed up, I still knew in my gut something wasn't right, and I followed through. Because face it, most of us are the kind of people that it's just like, we're fine, it's no big deal, just get over it and move on and finish your work day and go home.
Well, that's your husband. Your husband would have done that because that's what males do. We do that. You know, our hands flopping, and we're okay. Yeah. No, but your hands flopping.
Yes. Right. Well, and he's a farmer, so if you ever know any farmers, everything is fine. They don't take time for themselves. But I think it's been a really good lesson. I've tried to really share it with all my coworkers and my friends and my family that, you know, just really trust your gut, and it's not. Mm-hmm. It's not going to hurt you if you have to go to the hospital. And they say, no, it's no big deal, but at least it gives you peace of mind. And that's what I feel this Medtronic Link does to me. It really gives me the peace of mind that if something is not right, I know there's somebody out there watching me and will get a hold of me and go from there.
Well, Pam Henry Neaton, I know you're on your lunch break from school. I mean, she's an active teacher. She's still working. She's taking a lunch break, and she's talking to us and sharing her story, not only nationally but internationally. They're hearing the story, and they're hopefully taking note of your encouragement and admonition. I'm sure, having experienced this, life has been a lot different in the Neaton household, right?
It has, to a point. I guess my big thing I've learned from it is I don't need to always be busy, and I don't need to be crazy running around doing stuff all the time. I need to slow down a little bit and enjoy it. But anybody that knows, when you're farming, there's always things to do. And even when you're not farming, there's always things to do. But you just, you know, you just kind of got to enjoy life and take it a little slower and go with what you can and spend time with your family and friends. That's the most important thing. So,
well, that's great advice. And as we're just around the corner for Mother's Day, I'll say happy Mother's Day to you, Pam. And thank you so much for sharing with us a great story, some great advice here. Pam, thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Yep, thank you.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Spring is officially here, and Amazon Layaway is helping you get warm weather ready. With Amazon Layaway, you can reserve items by paying 20% of the price, followed by 4 equal payments over 8 weeks. Visit Amazon.com/layaway to shop everything from vacuums, kitchen appliances, and closet organizers to lawn equipment, grill accessories, and patio furniture. Amazon Layaway offers thousands of must-have home essentials from favorite brands like Black & Decker, Weber, and Craftsman. It's payment flexibility without credit checks, interest, or cancellation fees. Simply reserve your items by choosing the Reserve with Layaway label near the product name to place your layaway order and begin payments. Once payments are complete, items will ship with the speed and convenience of Amazon that you know and love. Amazon layaway may not be available to all customers. Terms and conditions apply. Visit amazon.com/layaway to learn more.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez right here where he needs to be. And Sherry Few joins us right now. And we're going to talk about a historic Tulsa race massacre case that is moving forward, fighting back against injustice. Now, keep in mind, this is a lawsuit that the plaintiffs are seeking reparations for that dates back to 1921, the 1921 Tulsa race massacre. So what it means in terms of the argument of two things, critical race theory and reparations, this could open a door here. Dr. Carol Swain talks about this case specifically in the new documentary, Truth and Lies in American Education, produced by U.S. parents involved in education. While the murder of hundreds of blacks and the burning down of their properties was horrific, Dr. Swain makes the point that a prosperous black community dubbed Black Wall Street happened just 60 years after the end of slavery. How could that be? How could we not know about this? Because they don't want us to know about this. That would not have been possible, she says, if blacks were oppressed, as suggested by critical race theory. Sherry Few joins us now. She's the founder and president of U.S. Parents Involved in Education. Sherry, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, let's talk about this case. I mean, here we are. We're dredging something up that happened, 100 years ago. And interestingly enough, the defendants, one 107 years old, another 101 years old in this case. And I guess the judge saw fit that it needed to proceed and give it standing, right?
That's right. Yes, she ruled on Monday that their case could move forward. The defendants in the case had sought to dismiss the case. They filed a motion to dismiss, and she denied their motion. So that means the trial will go forward. And it is interesting, you pointed out the age of the defendants. There's actually two that are 107 and one 101. So, you know, the clock is ticking, I would think, as to, you know, how quickly they can even proceed with this before losing their defendants.
Exactly. Now, are the defendants these three or backed by a group of people? Who actually are the defendants in this case?
They are these three individuals. These are the survivors that were, you know, a part of this. They lived in this Black Wall Street community back in 1921.
They lived in the very community that was very successful, and they're claiming foul somehow.
Yes, yes. So reparations, which is kind of a common term these days, unfortunately, it's an idea that you can sue and gain assets and profit from the, you know, atrocities of the past and including slavery, going back to slavery. So, you know, this could set a precedent where, you know, white people could be forced to pay black families whose ancestors were slaves.
Now, is it, you say white people, we the people? I mean, this money's going to be paid out of the treasury of the taxpayers? Is that what you mean, ultimately? I mean, it's not just a specific group of white people that happen to be living in Tulsa at the time, right?
Right. You're right. So it would be taxpayers. That's more accurate. But, of course, the allegation is that, you know, the whites are responsible and, you know, their ancestors were responsible. And therefore, they are responsible. And, yes, it falls on the taxpayer, on the back of the taxpayers. So, you know, that's a good point because that obviously would also include black families who have paid into the taxes.
Exactly. So explain what happened in this 1921 Tulsa race massacre that the plaintiffs have presented to the judge and to we the people.
Well, you know, it was really a very outrageous thing that happened there, and we're not defending in any way what took place. But, you know, there was an issue over a white girl, and she was an elevator operator in this wealthy community, and there was a young black man who lived in this community, and they accused him of raping the girl, and so we don't know whether that actually happened, but, you know, there's some evidence saying that that's what started the struggle between whites and blacks in that community. And ultimately, their community was burned down, and I think over 300 people were murdered. So it was an outrageous massacre. So again, we're not defending that in any way, but we want to bring out the point, which Dr. Carol Swain talks about in our film, that if critical race theory were true and blacks were and are oppressed, then we never would have seen a Black Wall Street, which was a wealthy community. They owned businesses, they owned banks, and this happened just 60 years after the end of slavery. So obviously there was no oppression, and we believe there still is not oppression towards blacks.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of the case and this massacre, what did anything happen in terms of the law? What did they do? You know, did I mean 300 over 300 people die? They're massacred in this situation.
Right.
Was there any remedy? Was there any case on this that settled this at all at that period of time?
Well, no, unfortunately, there was not. And, you know, the law and the judicial system was manipulated. So again, it was a devastating occurrence and situation. Mm-hmm. So again, we're not defending what happened or even.
No, I get that. Yeah, right.
It.
No, I get that. That this on its face. I mean, the events as they happened back in 1921, no question whatsoever. You know that this is an awful thing that had occurred. But again, you get this this narrative that comes out of that that maybe exaggerates it to the point because it supports a particular agenda. And I guess that's where the rub comes in. Fast forward 100 years, right?
You're exactly right. It's going to be used. And I believe these individuals are being used to drive an agenda. You know, 107 years old and, you know, has lived, you know, fairly normal, happy lives following you know, this horrible massacre. And now all of a sudden, I think they're being manipulated, just like with Roe versus Wade case.
Oh, exactly. What a way. Could you imagine the final days of your life, final years of your life, whatever it goes? You know, you got two people, 107, 101 years old, and you are dealing with something over 100 years old. I mean, how much can you, I mean, personal recall, probably hardly, if any. More of stories of the family, which is, again, not to make it less than significant as it should be, but wow, I mean, how do you remedy this for people? It's like, okay, here, there's going to be this big lawsuit, you're going to get this money, and now you're not even going to live to enjoy it.
Right. It will be their ancestors, obviously, that will benefit from this, and that's where, you know, we compare it to reparations being proposed for families who are ancestors of slaves.
Yes.
You know, we don't defend slavery, obviously. I mean, slavery was ended in our country for all the right reasons. And so, you know, to suggest now that generations later, you know, these families are entitled to funds from the taxpayers to make up for slavery.
Mm. And the other thing that I find quite interesting, Sherry, is that we don't have a quantifiable number as to what families were actually directly affected by slavery that we're talking about here. Anybody of color could claim that they were under, you know, that they were affected by slavery, and so they could claim reparations. I mean, this is really, really a stretch in all this. And, oh, yes, let's not forget 600,000 people died to free the slaves, including a president who was assassinated. You know, so I don't know how you figure that in the reparation formula, do you?
Right. So, you know, there were tons of Christians who helped slaves and helped stop, you know, end slavery. There were, you know, there was the Underground Railroad movement.
Exactly.
There was so much that white folks did to end slavery, and so now you want to punish their ancestors. And you know, again, I think it's a good point you made earlier that if it's the taxpayers that's going to pay, then it's every race is involved with repaying.
Right, exactly. What do you think the long-term consequences if the defendants prevail in this Tulsa massacre case could be?
Well, just as we've been discussing, it would set a precedent for reparations suits, you know, that go back to slavery.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Carol Swain talks about the Black Wall Street that existed just 60 years after slavery. This stands obviously in the face of the critical race theory that's being put out there, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And so I'd like to plug our new documentary film that was just released on Friday. And mm-hmm. Dr. Carol Swain is one of the experts that talks about critical race theory. And I hope that your listeners will go to our website, which is truthandliefsfilm.us, and they can view the documentary there. We cover all sorts of topics that are based on the indoctrination of children in government schools. We talk about the anti-American propaganda, the inaccurate history in textbooks, of course, critical race theory, the sexualization of children. We cover all the topics in this new documentary, which is couldn't be better timing for its release.
Well, education is so important because it should precede action. Sherry Few, founder and president of the United Parents. Thank you, Sherry. Take care.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come
in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth